Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
ESP.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As the song says, Elliot Shore Parks joins us, as he does every Friday at 3 of the Go Birds podcast. It's brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Elliot, hello.
Beautiful job singing, as always. I felt like you really hit those high notes today. That was well done.
That was Jack. Jack chimed in there. With some
come on,
notes.
Man.
Yeah, come on.
You don't get 11 solos in the middle school choir on accident.
By accident.
Whatever.
Need the videos of those.
Yeah. We need to see those. Elliot, are you in Tampa already, or are you flying down tomorrow or something?
I'm not. So I have Go Birds Radio tomorrow from 1 to 3, and then I'll be getting on a plane after that to head down to Tampa. So my body doesn't need 48 hours to acclimate. I'll be good to go for Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So before we get to that point, we have a bunch of guys we want to get injury updates on. First thing. We all know the record is good with Lane Johnson in the game, bad with Lane Johnson not in the game. Where does Lane Johnson stand for Sunday?
Yeah, I expect Lane to play on Sunday. He's been full participant. He was full participant yesterday. I think Lane will be out there. So as you mentioned, obviously a very important player. This week, the Bucks have really good edges, so even more important to have him out there, and I expect he will be.
Okay. How about, you mentioned earlier in the week, Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell had knee braces on. Anything on those?
Yeah, so Zach Bond said that he had that knee brace on to essentially just try out how it would feel to wear a knee brace if he ever needed to. Now, he is dealing with something with his knee, so it's not like he woke up and decided to do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying, so he is hurt, but I think he was probably being a little proactive and just trying it. He did have it on the next day, so I'm guessing he wasn't, as you would expect, not too thrilled with the idea of playing with a huge brace on his knee. But I expect both him and Jahad Campbell to play on Sunday, so they should be out there.
All right, and finally, Adoree Jackson. Where is he at?
Yeah, that's the tough one. He's been limited throughout the week. Talking to him earlier in the week, just my opinion from talking to players who are questionable, for years, he said he's taking it day by day. He said he's optimistic. Just the vibe I've gotten is he won't be out there, but the injury report will be out, I think, in about an hour or two. I'm going to guess he'll be listed as questionable, but I don't have a firm read on if he will play or not. I'd guess no, but I'm not positive.
And that puts Kelee Ringo in that spot. Is there any other adjustment you think in the secondary, or is it just Adoree Jackson out and Kelee Ringo in that situation?
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do. I mean, they already have kind of moving pieces at safety with Sidney and Makuba splitting those snaps. You probably don't want to move guys too much. Kelee talked this week as if he's going to play. Just, he was talking like a player that expects to be out there. So I think it will probably be Kelee if Adoree doesn't play.
And have you I guess it's not like training camp. I was just wondering if you had seen Kelee at all and how he looked in practice. But again, my guess is you're probably not seeing anything too valuable, right?
Yeah, we only get to see him for individual drills. I have asked Kelee, because Vic Fangio was complimentary of him this week, and that's noteworthy because Vic doesn't just throw compliments out there for no reason, saying that he has improved since training camp ended. And I asked Kelee, what's he improved on? And he said he'd rather show us all than tell us. So he seems pretty excited to be out there.
All right. So you mentioned, you know, we found out the Eagles are flying down today, a day early, to adjust to the heat. We spoke to you about this the other day. Baker Mayfield was actually on Mark Sanchez's podcast, and they were talking about it. And here's what Baker had to say about the Eagles flying out there a day early.
There's already been the stories that broke about them coming down to Tampa a day early. I don't necessarily think that helps them. One day doesn't get you acclimated to this humidity. So I think honestly, it makes them think about it more when they get down here earlier.
So there you go. You and Baker Mayfield on the same page, it sounds like.
Yeah, two guys Spike loves, right? There we go. Both on the same page. I agree. And having been in the locker room this week, like, I think the players are definitely thinking about the heat a lot. They've talked about spending extra time in the sauna. They've been asked about it all week. So they are going into this game like well aware that the heat is something that they're going to have to deal with. I certainly fall on the side of they've made it a bigger deal than it needs to be. You know, if you hear about it all week, if you're leaving a day early, if you're doing all these things to combat it, it's impossible to then act like the heat is no big deal. Like, obviously, this is something they're very concerned about. The flip side of that would be maybe they should be. Like, they got
I'm tired of hearing this nonsense. One thing I loved is that the players have not said it's no big deal. So but here's my thing. They know that it's a factor. And Baker, quite frankly, doesn't surprise me with him saying that, because he's also playing a little gamesmanship here, because he's putting it in their head, or he's putting it out there that this is what you guys are concerned with rather than playing the game. What do you think Baker's going to say? He's not going to say, yeah, them coming down here a day early is going to get them definitely prepared for Sunday and they should be at their best. He's not going to say that.
Yeah, I agree. Now, to your point, like, different players have said different things. Jalen Hurts, as you might expect, was pretty much like, I'm not making a bigger deal of it than it is, and basically didn't talk about it. You know, other guys have been more, you know, talkative and open about how it's something they're worried about. And, you know, to kind of circle back, like, again, I think it's a little silly to go 24 hours early. I feel like it's playing into it too much. But they have had issues in heat. Like, they just have. So if you're Nick Sirianni, I don't know. You're like, I guess you could do the ignore it and tough through it thing, which is probably where I would lean. But if he knows it's a problem, I guess to a certain degree, you have to be you have to respect a little bit that he's trying to be proactive about it and, you know, make something happen.
Well, here's why you can't ignore it. Because they had to hydrate more this week than they normally do. So the preparation for going down there, even if they were to go Saturday, they still would have to do the preparation to get their bodies ready to play in that type of weather. We used to play in Arizona early in my career when they were still in the NFC East. We hated going out there. Who didn't hate going into the damn desert to play Arizona, right? When we played Dallas in 2000, the opening game, we knew it was going to be 120 degrees on the field. Yeah, we drank pickle juice all week, and we went down there and put the smack down on them. Like, it didn't stop us from going out there and playing our game. And
preparing yourself.
Yeah, preparing for this didn't stop us from going out there and being at our best, or we're too worried about the heat. These athletes know what it feels like to be in that heat, having to play. And as someone who was a chronic cramper when I played, I had to get IVs before games. I had to get IVs after games. Man, that is a real thing going to Florida. When you're from up north and you're going down to Florida to play, or you're going out to Arizona to play, it's a real thing. I don't care if you want to tell yourself, no, it doesn't matter. It's just heat. Yeah, Coach Fangio can say that. He's sitting in a booth. He's not running anywhere. But the actual players who have to get prepared to play in 105-degree weather on the field, yeah, they better be thinking about it.
And if only there was a way to play football.
Shut up.
Spend all week preparing for it. One day, maybe they'll have the technology for that.
Hush. LA, we've been talking all week, especially after what we saw in the second half, you know, not to belabor it, and the effectiveness of the Eagles being able to pass the ball. Not what you think they should do. We've been through that over and over again. What do you think when the Eagles take the field offensively in that first half on Sunday, are we going to see anything different than you think that we've seen over the last few games, the way that they've started?
I don't think they're going to attack this game any different than they have the past few weeks. I think it's really just going to come down to if the players execute the big plays. Like in week two against Kansas City, they had a long play to AJ to start the game. And if that is hit, right, if the tight ends block and the ball is thrown that way, then we're not talking about them like maybe coming out not as aggressive. Now, I will say all week the players in the locker room, like almost every single skill player I've talked to, has used the word aggressive. Like they are emphasizing that this week. AJ said that they had to go out and be takers, right? And yep. Not like just take with the, but like make the defense adjust to them. Mm-hmm. Devontae said it today. Saquon Barkley said it today. Now, I will say that like they have also been very supportive like of Kevin Petullo, and I thought like gone out of their way to do it. So yeah, I think it's just going to come down to do they execute early? Because if they do, like I think they all want to have big plays to start the game.
Well, here's what I'm getting from this. The coaches had better unpucker the cheeks. What did I normally say? Unclench your butt cheeks,
yes.
Jack? Yeah.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
Yeah, that's what the coaches need to do. In all seriousness, because what you're getting from the players is let us play. Give us an opportunity. Stay aggressive. We can do this. Right? Like they want. Now, to your point, you got to go out and execute. Us coaches aren't going to dial up certain plays. So you got to execute when those opportunities are there. What you're not hearing any players say, especially those skilled players, man, we're winning football games. Just keep doing what we've been doing the last year and a half. Yeah. We don't need to change anything.
And AJ, they could say it.
AJ was talking about doing things differently in April and March when he said we can't do what we did this past year.
Oh, he did say that. I remember
he
that.
He said
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
AJ's been saying it since last year.
But I'm saying, though, but he's the, you know why?
Yeah.
Because he's the one that can take the backlash and everything else that comes with it. So he speaks up for the rest of the guys. You best believe he's not speaking just for himself.
Now, I'll ask you. I have my opinion. But, like, do you think they're only talking about the coaches when they say that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it. Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm with you there as well. I'm with you there as well, yes.
That's part of it too, right?
Yes.
And look, you know, Jalen said after the game on Sunday that they have to be the aggressive team. They have to play not to lose. Like, he can control that,
yep.
right? They're going to
yep.
dial up plays to have long throws. That's what they want to do. So it'll be up to everybody, you know, the offensive line, the receivers, all that, and then ultimately Jalen to give his guys chances to make plays.
To your point, E, I don't know if they were talking to the coaches at all. They just may have been talking to the quarterback through the media. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it could have been either one.
Yes,
right.
I agree with that.
Elliot, we have something real. We got to get your prediction. We have really something very, very important to ask you. Right after I talk about Adam Kasebe, I'm actually making you hang out here for a minute because this is such an important thing for us to ask you. You know what else is important? Getting your own Shore House. You know what else is important? Knowing how to spell Adam Kasebe. Jack, how do you spell it again?
K-S-E-B-E.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Adam Kasebe out of Long and Foster. He knows how to get you into a Delaware beach house. Goodbye are the days of you spending thousands of dollars to stay in somebody else's house for a week. Hello to the days of you having your own place that people pay you to stay in. They pay your mortgage. Then you have a place to go to with your family and your friends at the Delaware beaches. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And Kasebe is the guy that can do it. If you've given up before, if you think it's not possible because of how the market is, he is the guy that can figure it out for you. By the way, Delaware property taxes, super low. Jersey Shore, highest tax nationwide. When you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him at 302-864-8643 or go to processrealtor.com. All right, Elliot. So, there's a potential record that a Phillies player can go get, and that is Kyle Schwarber. So Kyle Schwarber, you know, Rob Thompson said that, you know, he would, you know, he was going to talk to Kyle, but he'd let him go for the record this weekend. And you tweeted that essentially the Eagles had a choice to make between going for a record and winning, and they chose winning. And in this case, the Phillies were prioritizing the record.
They don't even want to win. All they care about is Kyle Schwarber's home run record.
So you're aware how sort of silly that sounds when you're comparing those two things, right?
I mean, not really. I agree.
There's a difference than Saquon Barkley and the entire offensive line playing in an NFL football game and Kyle Schwarber taking four at-bats that he probably would have taken anyway? You don't acknowledge those are two different things?
that is a different thing. I agree. The chances Saquon were to get hurt were higher than if Kyle Schwarber plays. Obviously, like I'm well aware that's the case. But the bottom line is, when Saquon was going for the record, and I said I would play him, to be clear, and I would play Kyle Schwarber, like I would, right? But all I heard all week leading up to that Giants game was, even if it's only a 1% chance, you can't put him out there. Even if the chance is low, you can't put him out there. Kyle Schwarber, if he plays in a meaningless game, he could get hurt. He could get hit by a pitch. He could do a ground ball and run to first and pull his hamstring. Like,
it's true.
It could happen. Is it likely going to happen? Of course not. But if you're going to put him in a game that is meaningless when this is like the year to go out and do it, then there is no other way to explain that than you are prioritizing the record over increasing your chances to win.
Ellie, you're aware they don't have an entire backup starting lineup, right?
Okay, Kyle Schwarber is what, a top three player on the team?
Yeah, but he's but as he explained, he's a DH. So if they're going to rest guys, the last guy that they're going to rest is the DH. You understand that when they want to give players a day off, they make them DH. Actually happens.
What I would say is, like, going into a meaningless game, there are probably three players they need to protect in that lineup. I trust their ability to find a way to protect those players. Like, Bryce, Schwarber, and then, you know, whoever else you want to pick. Like, Schwarber should not play in a meaningless game. Like, full stop. Like, it is a risk. They can do it. And, like, if he got
so why does he play the last three nights, then?
Yeah.
Aren't they still competing for the one seed?
Barely.
Well, they are.
Okay, but
barely.
They
have to win out.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're still.
So they have to just sit him. Why not sit him ever since they clinched the two seed? Just sit him.
Because they're still playing for the one seed.
But not really.
Okay, well, that can be your opinion of it. I guess I believe in them more than you do. But, like, they are playing for the one seed. The games are not meaningless.
The comparison is silly.
It's not silly.
It is silly. Because, by the way, Saquon wasn't just Saquon. It was the entire offensive line as well.
Yeah, that's a difference, for sure. That is a difference. But ultimately, if they put their best players out there in a meaningless game for a record, if you want to do it because you don't want them to be cold, that's one thing. If you want to do it because, to your point, like, certain players have to play, that's another thing. If he is out on that field in a meaningless game because of a record, then they are prioritizing the record over winning. Like, they just flat out are, and that's fine. I was okay with Saquon going for the record, but to act like it's not the same thing, one team picked winning and the other team is not, like, that's the difference.
So for you, again, you said they should play Saquon, so you would say in that case they weren't picking winning?
Look,
No, just answer, yes or no.
Yes. So, but no, hold on. But they didn't play Saquon.
No, I'm asking you. You said you wanted them to play Saquon in the offensive line. So in your case, you would have been prioritizing not winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
This isn't about me, though. I was comparing the two franchises. The Eagles did not play Saquon, and the Phillies have proactively said they will play Schwarber. So the Eagles decided to prioritize their players in health before the playoffs, and it sounds like the Phillies, if put in this situation, are not going to make
it. Yep, Howard Jr. Listen.
Yes, he is. Yep. That's what I said. Yep. That's what I said.
Eagles are the best. I know, they're the best. They're the best. I know, they're the best. They're the best of all time. They're the greatest franchise to ever run. Every other team sucks. I know.
Hey, I'm the one that thinks the Phillies can still get the one seed. You're the one that's throwing the towel.
They're not going to get the one seed.
That's actually a really good point, Elliot. That's the best point you've made.
If Schwarber goes up there and everyone can be like, oh, it's just a DH, it's just four at-bats, all right, watch him get hit with a baseball, and then we'll see how much people are excited about the record, right? Like, I want them to win in the postseason. That's my priority. You feel differently, fine, but I'm not putting him in that batter's box.
This guy is going to show up on the field wearing a fur coat, orange Beats headphones. I can see it. I can see it. I see it developing.
I disagreed with the Eagles' decision.
Elliot, do you want to give your prediction for the game?
Well, of course the Eagles are going to win.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
No, I do think they're going to win. I mean, the Heat, they're telling me the Heat's a concern, so, like, I'll take their word for it. I think they're the way better team. I don't think the Bucks are that good. I think the 1-4 record against the Bucks is a little overblown when you look at the situation. So I think the Eagles win the game. I think I'm going to pick them to win 27-17.
All right. There he is, Elliot Shore Park. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to see a tweet that will make you want to bash your head into the wall, all you got to do is follow him at Elliot Shore Park.
Hydrate, E. Hydrate.
Yeah, hydrate.
Don't worry.
Buddy.
I have it on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads as well.
No one cares.
Yeah.
There he is. All right. There he is. Elliot Shore Park.
What the hell is blue sky?
I know.
It's the worst
knockoff Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that is.
No one's even on it.
It's not worth it. Not worth it. So everyone, you know what?
Yeah. Well,
Stopping that. All right, yep. Stopping that. Coming up next, 215-592-9494. Thank you for, I saved myself, but Jack was ready to save me there.
Not worth it.
Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, or game day forecast, is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, it's 3:30 on Friday, so we are joined by, as he claims, the world's most accurate weather forecaster.
There he goes. Sweetie. What did I tell you? It's hot. We're going to turn you.
Hello. Hey.
Tornado Shapiro. Hi, Tornado.
Phillies clinched the 2 seed with the Twins still coming in for the weekend. And we got twin storms traveling with the Eagles of Florida. Get set for Umberto meets Imelda in the 90-degree heat of a full stadium of exhibitionists. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
What a great time to be a Philly sports fan. We got two things going. Of course, the Twins coming into town. The Twins are coming. The Twins are coming. Close the windows so the neighbors can't hear. I'll tell you, I worked in the Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes. I got to tell you, I dipped my fishing rod in at least half of them. Come on.
Okay. All right.
First pitch, 6:45 tonight, 70 degrees and sticky. I dated a traffic gal out there in Minnesota, FM 106, the Honkers. She had her own set of twins. She named them Pinky and Perky. Hello. The Phillies host the twins tonight. I remember when I hosted an actual set of twins, they doubled my pleasure. Come on, come on. Grinding on the left, heading on the right.
How did you tell them apart?
Her brother had a mustache.
Oh, jeez, Tornado. Wow, I didn't know you swung that way.
You don't know either. The Eagles and their fans are heading off to Tampa for trying to dodge two different weather systems. Oh, lots of fun down in Tampa. I once had a station appearance at the world's famous Mons Venus. You guys know the place. I know Ike knows all about it.
You know that place, Ike?
Ooh, boy.
I think I do.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Well, it's very dark in there. One time I went to grab the microphone, I end up with a handful of James Harden.
Whoa.
It's called a big dose of D.
What the hell?
That reminds me, on a hot, sweaty day like this, the Eagles should unleash the bush push. Nobody will be looking for it. It's a good old school smash mouth football. The kids call it retro.
Is that all right? Okay. Right there. No further. Yeah.
Stadium, home of the Buccaneers. And that big pirate ship. I'm one of the few people who's been inside that ship. So many people look at her and say, boy, I'd love to get in there. But I was on that ship for the funeral of Captain Hook.
Oh, I didn't realize Captain Hook died.
Oh, yeah, he died of jock itch.
Ouch.
What?
But that
got the hook.
Piracy.
It's itching, you know, for the hook.
I got it.
All right.
It's a big deal, that ship down in Tampa. And that cannon, you know, it fires every time they score. Same thing happens at my house. In fact, they stole that idea from me. One cannon fire for each O. Oh! Oh! Oh!
Okay. So what happened on the ship?
Well, at the big old party one night, it was me, Ike, Bruce Arians, Rondé Barber, Warren Sapp. We call him Captain Weed. Mike Allstott, Keyshawn Johnson, Captain Noah, Joe Jurevicius, and a couple of wooden-legged weather gals, Egg and Eileen. All of a sudden, James Harden comes aboard. They call him Blackbeard on the ship. He tries to take the booty off the ship, but Joe Jurevicius hits him with his big sword, starts running around the boat with the booty. In fact, Jurevicius is still running.
Okay, finish the forecast.
Sunday in Tampa, hot, high of 92, but it feels like 102. I knew a gal who was 42, but her feels like age was 22. Come on.
I said forecast.
It'll be hot on Sunday. Jordan Davis already sweated out 2 pounds just looking at the forecast. 1 p.m. kickoff, sunny with a few clouds. 50-50 shot of a stray shower or thunderstorm. Cross your fingers, showering on all those halter tops could result in an impromptu wet T-shirt contest. We've got two winners. High of 92, winds north, 5 miles an hour, but fragrant. Go ahead. If you go, enjoy the show. That's the most accurate forecast in the country from Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
There he is, Tornado Shapiro. By the way, the Peg and Eileen thing.
Oh, my God.
Peg, I got right away.
Yeah.
Eileen took me a second.
Yep.
Nailed it.
That was an, you nailed that one.
Yes.
Peg and Eileen.
Get it? Because they have...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. We have a different Twitter question here. Might as well ask it.
What you got?
Who would you start in a playoff game first? Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola?
Well, me or just
you're picking
Nola.
Well,
you know I'm going Nola.
Yeah, what do you think the poll is?
I would imagine most people are going to go Walker Buehler.
Yeah, you want to give a number?
Let's go 63%.
61.2%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack, you could Walker Buehler.
Yeah, I was still starting Nola.
Yeah, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Last night with Walker Buehler. Five innings. It was great, but it sort of had the feeling that you have when you're watching Taiwan.
Well, that's why I call him and Taiwan smoke and mirrors.
Oh, you call them both smoke and mirrors?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's their nickname. Their tag team duo.
Oh, right. Oh, one is smoke and one is mirrors.
Come on.
Yeah, there
Come
you
on.
Go.
We're doing a bunch of little jokes here in the 3:30 segment.
Right. Yeah, I would.
I did not get that one.
I would also start Aaron Nola in that, but it doesn't take much for people to want to jump off the Aaron Nola bandwagon. two five-inning starts, by the way, is all it was. And then, I sort of got Buehler after the game going into the bullpen and throwing more pitches. I kind of like that for a minute. That guy's a gamer right there. But yeah.
It's like going back to the gym and shooting free throws.
Yes.
Just gets it.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Navy Fred in Chesapeake, Navy Virginia. Fred. Navy Fred, you're on WIP. What's up, Navy Fred?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers?
the celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank you for your service. Were you in the Navy?
Hey, thanks. I am. I've been in for 25 years, Ike.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're still in. Thank you for your service, brother.
Yes. Thank
hey,
you
no
for
your service. No problem, boys. My pleasure. Hey, I'm going to get to the Eagles in a second, but on the record Friday, I got to get something off my chest, and I just want you to hear me out for a second.
Okay.
So, my shift recently changed, so I've had to listen to the camera more in the morning than I'd like to. But this morning, the camera took a personal shot at you, Spike. And I've been thinking about it over the last few months with everything that's been going on with Jackie Baseball. I know Hugh had his little rant about you being a bully. And I just want to say, Spike, you're the bigger person here. The afternoon show is the gold standard of WIP radio. And that needs to be established. And that needs to be heard throughout all of the Delaware Valley. Because you guys never take the bait. You always stay professional. And I appreciate that.
Especially Spike. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say?
Yeah, he wants to know.
So he was talking about your days as a producer.
Program director.
Program director.
I'm sorry.
There's never
program
a producer.
Director.
Joe was, but I was not.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with producers.
Nothing wrong. I just want to clarify things. Go ahead.
But he was talking about those days and how in order to get on his level, you needed to go on the airwaves to compete with him directly. So I didn't call in. I was just pretty annoyed about it, but I just wanted to let you guys know that there's a little beef going on with the morning show.
All right, hang on a second, Navy Shred.
He also apparently joked that I'm talking about you as a program director, and then said, "Yeah, that lasted very long."
Me?
Yeah,
it lasted 15 years. I mean, overall, I think it was 10 years here. Or
no,
something.
I couldn't been talking about FAN.
Okay. Well, that was 3 years. Yes. Okay. So. I heard this happened around Cheat the Hammer, right? When Joe gets James to give him questions that he knows the answer to so he can beat listeners, right? Is that when that happened?
It was right around that time.
So really, it all kind of adds up because Joe, tried to set up the competition with Jack with rules that helped him win, just like that little game they play every week where the listener has no idea what the questions are going to be, but the producer comes up with questions that he knows Joe can answer, right? It was right around then, right around those sorts of things. The same Joe DeCamera that would be toiling away talking to himself at night somewhere if it wasn't for me, the same Joe DeCamera. Same Joe DeCamera, right?
Camera.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, go ahead. Let's talk about the Eagles. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same guy. The same guy who injured himself running the 150 meters half speed. Same Joe DeCamera?
Same guy.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure. I'm the bigger guy. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to take shots at him. Whatever. It's okay. Look. If you're talking about the Joe DeCamera that attached himself to the much, much bigger, more popular show so people would talk about their show, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same Joe DeCamera.
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
See what you started here, Navy.
Yeah, no, just want to make sure. The same Joe DeCamera that makes sure everyone else on the show keeps quiet while he gives the phone number 75 times an hour.
Oh, boy.
Same guy.
Okay, just want to make sure. All right.
You got any left? You got any more?
Yeah, no. I'm done. Go ahead, Navy Fred. I'm sorry.
So to answer the original question, yes, I would rather have the Eagles up by 4 because although the defense may be a little shaky, they're going to keep them out of the end zone. They'll bend, but they won't break.
I mean, that's it. It's a good argument. Not only combined with the being up 4, but that they have, especially in the Rams game, if you want to make an argument for them coming up big, and Mayock said this yesterday, keeping them to field goals rather than letting them score touchdowns. And it is much harder at the end of the game to drive the field and score a touchdown as opposed to driving the field and getting in field goal range. Those are two very, very different things,
With 2 minutes and 3 timeouts,
yes,
that's more than enough time to get down the field.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's certainly enough time to do it. Really what it is to me, which is why the touchdown is so much bigger, it's not that hard to drive the field. It's hard to get from the 20-yard line into the end zone. That's when it becomes difficult, not just for the Eagles, but for anybody else, which is why the Eagles have been great in the red zone this year. So if they could get there. But I agree with you, Navy Fred. Navy Fred, not only do I thank you for your service for this country, I thank you for your service for this radio show.
Hold on, Navy Fred. I got one question for you.
Yes.
Is a boat a ship?
It's a boat is a submarine, Ike.
Okay.
Well, now we're getting out of hand.
But a ship is not a boat, right? A ship can't be a boat. Okay.
That is correct.
So we got somebody from the Navy to clear this up. Thank you.
Can't be right about everything, David Fred. All right, thank you, David Fred.
All right, Navy.
215-592-9494.
I couldn't let that go without
I knew what was coming. I knew what was coming. I'll tell you one thing I'm right about. That is Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai, John Ashdale, the cars are waiting there with no ships, no boats, but plenty of brand new Hyundais and the blow the whistle sales event. I guess that's not how that whistle would go.
That sounds all right.
Not bad, not bad. How about a new 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? How about a new 2025 Hyundai Palisade for just $399 a month? A brand new 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month? And you're probably going to trade in your car, and you may be worried that your car is not worth anything because it's a piece of junk. It doesn't matter, though, because at Colonial, it doesn't matter what condition your car is in. They're going to give you at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And you know every Hyundai from Colonial is going to get you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get to Colonial Hyundai, right there, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles per year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. So, as always, Jerry Jones did his week. This was from his weekly radio hit down at our sister station in Dallas, correct? So he was asked about Micah Parsons as the Micah Parsons Bowl is this weekend, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Green Bay Packers. Here is what Jerry said about not having Micah Parsons anymore.
Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive. But we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years. So bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last 4 years. And some plays, it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you can wish you'd have had a different formation.
You know, if you're on the Dallas Cowboys, do you want your owner going public and pissing off Micah Parsons by saying that the reason they didn't win the Super Bowl is because you can attack Micah Parsons in a certain... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The reason they didn't win the Super Bowl is not because of Micah Parsons.
Agreed.
There are a lot of other reasons. Jerry Jones, by the way, probably being one of them, that they haven't
that
won a Super
Bowl. That being the biggest reason.
Yeah. The Micah Parsons. We didn't exactly win the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. Who says that about an edge player?
Yeah, I think... Listen... Jerry he's got his back up. He knows his game is coming, and everybody is basically saying, you're stupid. I mean, they may phrase questions differently, but he knows what the tone of these questions are. It's like, you made a mistake trading Micah Parsons.
Right.
So now he has to sort of defend why he did it and why he didn't pay him. I will say this. Listen, as a fan, I would have paid Micah Parsons.
Right.
But if you're Jerry Jones, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to pay this guy $47 million a year. I can lose without him. I've been losing
with him. Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been losing with him. He's been here 4 years. I'm not giving him $47 million a year.
The thing for me is, could you imagine this week? And I know, I'm just because of who we're playing. Mm-hmm. I know Hassan Reddick is not Micah Parsons.
Sure.
But could you imagine if Howie Roseman or Jeffrey Lurie publicly this week said, you know, Hassan Reddick, not really that good. That's why we got rid of him.
Yeah.
I would just say to myself, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about our guys. They don't talk to the media during the season.
It's certainly not like that.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if I don't know if Jerry Lurie ever talks to the media anymore other than the owners' meetings.
No, he used to, remember, he used to do the state of the team thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really even do that anymore.
Nope.
And Howie Roseman would never say that.
No.
And for me, look, on my end, it's a little frustrating we can't get Howie Roseman to say something when I try to bait him into saying something. But Jerry Jones must be, that's the easiest. The easiest interview those guys in Dallas have to do every week to get him to say something.
Yeah, he wants to say something.
And here's the other thing. Micah Parsons is playing the position where if you're just pissed off and angry, that makes a difference. That doesn't make a difference for a quarterback, really, or a wide receiver. But you want that guy with a little extra oomph and hitting your guys with a little. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just from a strategy standpoint, it's so silly.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think he's thinking about the game per se.
No, he's thinking about him.
Yeah, he's thinking about how he's getting crushed in the media for trading away Michael Parsons. Like, that's what he's getting crushed for. And I don't know. These owners, man, he's the one owner in this league that cares about that stuff.
Yes.
Which is why he does interviews every week and he's talking after every game. Like, he literally wants to say something every week.
Well, the funny thing is, he's probably not the only one who feels that way.
Right.
He's the only one who acts on it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Every time that we talk, just take CJGJ for example. When we're all bitching and moaning when the Eagles traded CJGJ, because that was the one that hit the fan base this offseason. It wasn't Josh Sweat. It wasn't Milton Williams. We all expected that. It was CJGJ, right?
Yep.
I'm sure somebody, Howie Roseman, was sitting somewhere and thought to himself, you guys, He first of all, he's not even that good. Second of all, he's a pain in the ass in the locker room. Third, you have no idea, but he doesn't say any of it because it doesn't help the team at all. It's just so funny. It's a joy, honestly, for us to see one of our rivals have an owner who consistently puts his foot in his mouth to no advantage for the team, only makes things harder on the team. And to your point, I don't think he cares. He just doesn't care anymore.
Long live Jerry Jones.
Yes.
You want him there owning the Cowboys forever.
Yes, forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, because they're never going to win.
Yeah.
Again.
You don't see Rod Lakin, you know, doing that sort of stuff.
Talking to the media.
Yeah. You don't see Rod Lakin when he took over and you guys were number one saying, guess they didn't need that other program director.
The camera might have said it.
The camera might have said it. You mean the guy?
Let's not go backwards.
Okay.
See, he's about to start again.
All right, coming up next.
You had a bunch of those lined up, I see.
Well, look, I'm always thinking. You know me.
Yeah, they rolled out pretty
well,
easily.
Well, you know me. You know, don't. Jack says this all the time. Do not try to paint me into a corner.
Yeah.
Because I don't like being painted into a corner.
Well, he's poking the bear for what?
Yes.
Why is he going after you?
Well, because...
We haven't said anything.
Well, because his one competition is never going to end now because he gets injured, so now he's trying for another one. I am not going to play some dumb trivia question, Trump trivia contest against Joe DeCamera. There is no chance, zero chance, you could talk about it all day long. Congratulations on memorizing Wikipedia, Joe.
Oh.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about here? I have Google. All right. Okay. Coming up.
Does ChatGPT help?
Well, look, it does help.
That does help, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. What do you need Joe for? All right. Coming up next, Ron Jaworski joins us. Will be an interesting question to ask Jaws about the offense, what he thinks is going to happen on Sunday. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.